special pre-draft edition of Patriots All Access is brought to you by factory-backed Toyota-certified used cars. Search local listings now.
Well, it's day two of the NFL draft, but here in Foxborough, the draft starts tonight. You're looking live at the Optum Field Lounge at Gillette Stadium, where fans are awaiting the newest names to become Patriots. And now you're looking inside the New England draft room, where Coach Belichick, where Nick Caserio, the Pats head player personnel, will decide which college players will become Patriots. Every team knows the NFL draft means the future is now. Well, last night, Chicago, for the second year in a row, quarterbacks were picked 1 and 2. Ohio State had 3 players selected in the first 10 picks. And in the AFC East, Miami tabbed infamous video star Laramie Tunsil, who slid to number 13. The Bills and Jets went for defense, taking linebackers Shaq Lawson and Darren Lee. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this live draft night edition of Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton coming to you from CBS Scene tonight. Round two of the draft is just about to begin. The Patriots are 29 picks away. In the meantime, we got you all covered. Joining me now is Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, and I'm going to ask you right from the get-go, what positions are the Patriots going to look at first?
Well, you know, I think they can go a lot of different ways with that first pick, but I'd be very surprised, Steve, if any of those 4 picks weren't used on a running back. I think that's one of the biggest needs, and I think there are a lot of good ones to be had.
I'm going to give you a crafty answer,
Steve,
that allows me to cover 2 spots. Tackle.
Tackle.
Whether it's on the offensive side of the ball or defensive side of the ball.
Cheater.
The big guys up on the line of scrimmage. I think that's where the sort of the depth and the quality of this draft sort of marries up with where their current picks are in day 2 of the draft tonight.
All right, well, I'm not going to let you guys off that easy. We're going to pin you down later on in the show and have you guys come up with names of players who they're going to pick.
Sounds great.
We'll see what happens with that. All right, guys, thank you. You are definitely on the clock. We'll check in with you later on. In the meantime, round 2 of the draft, we got you covered from start to finish. They got back-to-back picks in round 2, followed by 2 more picks in round 3. One of those is a compensatory pick and can't be traded right now. No selections in rounds 4 and 5 tomorrow, but that could easily change. And they end the draft with 5 picks, round 6, and 2 more in round 7. It's been an offseason of departures and arrivals here in Foxborough. Players coming and players going. Of course, once again, the Patriots will have a prepare to open the season without their star quarterback and Tom Brady. We'll see what happens down the road. Here's the voice of the Patriots, Bob Soucy.
The snap and the kneel down. There will be no repeat for the New England Patriots.
Crash landing to the end of the season like it usually is in the National Football League.
Within hours of the stunningly abrupt end to last season, Bill Belichick and the Patriots were already on to a new journey in preparation for 2016. It started with Belichick's staff and the immediate departure of offensive line coach Dave DeGuglielmo, leading to the eventual return of longtime assistant Dante Scarnecchia, amid several other changes along the sideline.
He provides a calming effect for all of us because, you know, whenever there's a discussion, there's a topic that we need to come up with a solution for, Dante takes all the information in and then has a wealth of experience that he relies on to be able to give his perspective on it.
As the free agency period got underway, retooling of the roster began in the receiving corps with the signing of Chris Hogan, late of the Bills, and a later trade for ex-Bears standout Martellus Bennett. Meanwhile, another deal caused shockwaves across the NFL landscape as the Patriots sent popular Chandler Jones, a Pro Bowl defensive end who was their top draft choice in 2012, to the Arizona Cardinals. In return, they acquired the second-round pick in this year's draft, along with a 7th overall selection in 2013, guard Jonathan Cooper, who arrives in New England trying to overcome an injury-riddled past and approach his potential. A month later, the Pats let another one-time first-rounder go in defensive lineman Dominique Easley after just 2 seasons in Foxborough. Now they're assembled in this New England spring, in which their new team was stripped of its first-round draft choice and only this week learned that the related punishment of its star quarterback has been reinstated. All here as part of Belichick's plan to enjoy a far smoother landing on a trip that takes the Pats 1 game farther next February.
All right, Bob, thank you very much. We have much more to come on this live draft night edition of Patriots All Access. We'll check in with Scott Zolak, who is in the house somewhere. He's at the center of it all. Stay with us.
coming up on All Access.
Some of the country's most influential business leaders gather for a special evening at the Patriots owner's home.
Up to now, we have gazed at the stars, studied them, told stories about them.
And later, we sit down with offensive line coach Dante Scarnecchia.
This special pre-draft edition of Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Day, it was a wild experience. I mean, it starts with first getting the phone call, and like your caller ID comes up as Foxborough, Massachusetts.
Hey, Jordan, how you doing? It's Coach Belichick.
You pick up the phone and you hear,
Jordan, congratulations.
Mr. Kraft's voice, you hear Coach Belichick's voice, you hear Nick Casario's voice, and it's wild because for the first time, they're talking to you.
New England Patriots select Jordan Richards, defensive back, Stanford.
I didn't know where Foxborough was. My dad's from Natick, Mass., even though I'm a California guy. So many connections to this team, memories for him. So it definitely means a lot for me to be out here.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access here at the Optum Film Lounge. Scott Zolak with Patriots Director of Personnel, Nick Casterio. And Nick, quiet day yesterday. I think we understand the reasons why, but you guys are ready and set to go tonight. How much what transpired in day one affects maybe some of the decisions or predetermined things you guys had set ready to go on your draft board tonight?
Sure. We actually went through the process yesterday like we normally would. Essentially, a lot of what happened yesterday went pretty much true to form, so we kind of anticipated the way the board kind of ended up there at the end of the day. So, you know, we're ready for today. We have a few opportunities here that present themselves, and hopefully we can take advantage of them.
Two picks stacked up right against each other. Now, you know, in the old Patriot days, you know, Bill would like to move around, maybe acquire more picks. Your team, it's pretty secure with the people that you have right now. How much will affect those two picks, the ability to move them and not having some picks till later in the draft to maybe acquire and stockpile some more depth there?
Sure. A lot of it is player-driven, to be player-specific, mm-hmm. contingent upon what we're looking at when the time that we pick. So we're at, like you mentioned, 76 players on the roster. So if we ever happen to keep all 11 picks, I mean, we're getting pretty close to the 90-man roster. So I think we're just trying to maximize our opportunities. And the players that we pick this evening, I think we feel good about that they're going to come in and have a decent role and contribute to the team next year.
Going back one more time to Thursday night, was there anything that shocked you, maybe a surprise of, yeah, we know the Tunsil situation and he ends up going to Miami, but maybe a run on tackles, a run on the quarterback so early?
Not necessarily. I mean, it was defense, it was receivers, it was protect the passer. I mean, that was kind of the theme, and that's kind of how it went. So a lot of the players that we had sort of graded appropriately, they basically came off the board how we sort of anticipated. So, you know, we'll see how it goes tonight, and we'll be ready to go here in a little bit.
All right, you seem pretty relaxed. Good luck tonight.
Thanks,
go get
so.
Him.
Appreciate
right,
it.
There he is, Nick Casario, more Patriots All Access back right here, live from Gillette Stadium right after this.
Special night.
It was a very impressive list of businessmen and women that were invited to Patriots owner Robert Kraft's home last week. The occasion was to meet the world's most famous cosmologist, Professor Stephen Hawking. Hawking, along with Silicon Valley philanthropist Yuri Milner, shared with the assembled guests their plans on the latest technologies to explore interstellar travel.
Existential risks facing humanity, such as pandemics, the rise of AI, and the retirement of Tom Brady. Up to now, we have gazed at the stars, studied them, told stories about them. Now, for the first time, we can reach them.
We did a special...
Pretty special stuff. Welcome back to this live draft night edition of Patriots All Access, presented by Geico. Steve Burton here at CBS Scene. For 30 years, he's criticized and cajoled, coached and coached the best out of the large men wearing Patriot uniforms. And now, 2 years after retirement, 68-year-old Dante Scarnecchia is back coaching the offensive line. Nobody does it better. Here's Bob Sosa.
In retirement, you make the decision when the call comes to return to full-time coaching. Why come back?
I don't know. It's when we started discussing it and everything. When I retired, it wasn't because I didn't like coaching football. I love coaching football. You know, we thought about it for a while. When I say we, my wife and I thought about it for a while, and we decided it would be a good thing to do, and so we're doing it.
When you watched the team a year ago, that offensive line struggled through so much adversity, and then late in the year had its struggles on the field, especially in the AFC Championship game. Is it fixable, that offensive line that struggled so?
I think first off, that Dave did an unbelievable job, given the hand he was dealt last year, to have that many injuries and to move people in so many different places. I think to win 13 games and to be in the AFC Championship game and to lose by 2 points, I think that's highly admirable. I think that every snap that every one of those guys took last year, in particular the young guys, all that counts for something. And we're going to hopefully make it count for something and hopefully, you know, get the most out of these guys.
One of the best that you coached here in New England, Logan Mankins, recently said, the young guys on this team are in for a rude awakening. Is he right?
I don't know. I'm going to leave that up to them, you know. Coach them hard. Be very, very demanding of them. Try to get them to do things the way you really believe strongly in. Be flexible and adaptable to hopefully all situations and, you know, and be open to some suggestions. Not too many of them. They ain't giving these guys too much credit. But, you know, be open to some suggestions. And because I really do think in the long run we're all in this together.
OTA's right around the corner. How eager are you to get back on the field?
I'm really looking forward to it. I like being on the field. I like the meetings. I like going in the meetings. They may not like it, but I like it. And because I think you really, that's where you teach the game. And then when we get on the field, that's where you, you know, not only teach the game, but you develop the way you want them to play. So I love that part of it. I'm really looking forward to that.
Dante, good to have you back. Thanks so much for your
time
and all the best.
Thanks
so much. Dante Scarnecchia back with more All Access right after this.
This special pre-draft edition of Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
At CBS Scene, live draft night edition of Patriots All Access. I told these guys I was going to pin them down, Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. They have back-to-back picks, 60 and 61. Who will they take?
All right, let's have some fun with this. I'm going to lead us off with a running back from Utah, Devontae Booker. And here's why I pick him, if he's even available at that point. The Patriots had him in as one of their 30 visits before the draft. They can bring in 30 prospects.
Yep.
He was one of them that usually tells me there's still a strong level of interest. You see the tape of him lifting some weights. He's strong. He's fast. He's what they'd call a three-down running back. So he would factor into the mix on early downs, running between the tackles. He can catch the ball. So I think from a value perspective, the Patriots, if he's there, would see him as a good pick. Now I'll go to the offensive line. Alex Lewis, offensive tackle from Nebraska. When they picked Brian Stork a couple years ago, Nick Caserio said, you know, there's some guys you just look at and you say, that looks like a Patriots lineman. And this guy looks like it and he plays like it. He plays a little bit nasty. He has an edge. I think he's a swing guy in that you could put him on the left side and put him on the right side. I think the Patriots like that versatility. The one concern, a little bit of an off-field situation when he was at Colorado. You dig a little deeper. I believe he's overcome it, but they have to believe right. that. They've spent a lot of time with him, guys.
They make him big in Nebraska. Fall 60-61.
And I like the two picks that Mike made. I like the positions. I'm going to go with a cornerback, but I'm in the minority. I think that's the biggest need. I think they have very little depth there, and I think they were a little fortunate last year to get by with Butler and Ryan staying healthy throughout. So Kendall Fuller out of Virginia Tech, great bloodlines there. A lot of brothers in the NFL, very successful guys. I think he's got a little bit of an injury problem. He's got a meniscus problem. He didn't play a whole lot in 2015. But he's very athletic, can play in the slot, great ball skills. I think that would be a great pick. The other one, Dominique Easley's no longer here.
Right.
I think you'd like to find an athletic type defensive tackle. Sheldon Day from Notre Dame is that kind of guy. Not going to be a great pass rusher, but he does a lot of different things well. Great motor, always going, good athleticism. I think it would make a lot of sense for those two guys.
Before the night is over, who's definitely going to be a Patriot?
Well, I don't know if it'll be before the night is over, but if I can take it one step further, Steve, before the draft is over. One guy I want to mention is Keenan Reynolds from Navy, the quarterback who reminds me a little bit of Julian Edelman because he's not going to be a quarterback in the NFL. He's going to be probably a wide receiver. Navy, you know, versatile, high character, intangibles type guy. Yep. Bill Belichick, I mean, to me, I'd be more surprised if he isn't a Patriot than if he is.
Cornerback out of Alabama, Cyrus Jones, four-down player. Every time I hear a cornerback and four-down player, I think of New England Patriots. Played for Nick Saban. I think it makes a lot of sense.
Will they draft a quarterback?
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely, yes. And this has nothing to do with Brady's situation. I think that's what Belichick likes to do. I think 8 or 9 quarterbacks he's taken in his 16 drafts. So I would not be stunned to see one in the sixth round.
He's saying yes, and do you agree with that? Well, will they bring in a veteran?
Nate Sudfeld from Indiana is my wild card.
If they don't draft a quarterback, they'll definitely sign one. I think we know they need to fill that number 3 quarterback spot. Ricky Stanzi would be a veteran to keep an eye on.
Do you see this team trading up at all? They got all these trips.
I think the 60 and 61, I can absolutely see. If they find someone they like slipping in the mid-40s, absolutely, Steve.
And if that doesn't happen, I could see Bill Belichick looking to want to fill in that big gap between 96 and 196.
That's a big gap.
Try to get some picks in that fourth
it's
and fifth round,
picks.
Steve.
You're right. But it's time to reload, right? Team's going to reload, right?
They've already reloaded, Steve. I think now they're supplementing with the young guys.
I like that. All right, guys. Thank you very much. Great job as usual. That's going to do it for this edition of Pitches All Access Draft Night here in Foxborough for Mike Reese and Paul Verlo. I'm Steve Burton. Have a great night, everyone. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow night at Sports Final. We will recap on Sunday night, I should say. We'll recap.